Lenten Journey, Day 16. The Prodigal Son's Older Brother. The story of the prodigal son appears in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. In the Armenian Church, it is the lectionary reading for the second Sunday during the Lenten season. It is known as the Sunday of the Prodigal Son. A couple days ago, we read it here on this podcast. Here, as part of this Lenten journey, we looked at the story of the prodigal son. We looked at the character of the prodigal son. We looked at the character of the father yesterday. Today, we complete out the story by looking at the older brother. Of the three characters in the prodigal son, perhaps it is the older brother with whom we can identify the most. For many reasons. Perhaps it's because, well, he's basically a good guy. He's a friendly guy. He's the one who did the right things. He stayed home. He didn't squander the money that his father had given him. He was loyal. He was obedient. And yet, at the end of the game, there is an unfairness. There is an injustice that is being played out. Because the younger brother comes home and is given the party, is given the celebration, this older brother was neglected. And arises from him this feeling of jealousy. Why not me? Why is it that good things happen to the bad people? Why is it that the bad person is being rewarded while I have been good, while I have been loyal, while I have been the model that you craved? Now this son comes who has basically squandered, abused what you have given him. And now he is worthy of the fatted calf. He has been given the parties, the ring on his finger. Basically, all the stops have been pulled out for him. Why not me? Perhaps it is this expression that rings a bell in all of us. Many times when we look at life, we see that there is an unfairness. That many times people who we look at seemingly don't deserve it, get the better end of the stick, get the joys, get the privileges and the rewards. We say, why not us? Why not me? I've done it right. Basically, I'm a good guy. Okay. I'm not the worst of the worst. Yes, sure, I have faults. But basically, I'm a good guy. Why isn't that goodness being rewarded? The father in the story gives a very simple answer. He says very nicely, he says, "Son, I have always had you. Whatever I have is already yours. But this, my son, was lost and now he's found. He was dead and now he's alive." In so saying, the father is basically saying there's a big picture here. It's not just about this life. It's not just about this moment. But there is a big picture. And ultimately, everyone's reconciliation, everyone's return home, everyone's ability to love and be in love and to share that kingdom is more valuable than the one person. Ultimately, God's aim is to have us all reconciled, to have us all in that state of harmony and love. Now, let's push it a little, because we know that there is injustice in the world. But so many times, what this Lenten journey is teaching us, so many times, we're looking at the wrong prizes. We're looking at those excesses as the prizes. Can you pull a breath? Can you feel that entering your lungs? That's a gift from God, on which you can't place a price tag. Do you have someone that you love, that you can look at? A child, a parent, a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend? Doesn't matter. As long as you have somebody That is a gift. Do you have the ability to smile? Do you have the ability to look out at the flowers, at the trees, at the mountains, at the sea, and stand in awe for a second and realize that there is something greater than yourself here? That is a gift. And that is the gift that has been given to you by God. And he says, don't abuse it. Don't be like the prodigal. Don't abuse what I have given you. Don't squander it. Likewise, don't look for more, because everything more is the excesses that you need to fight off anyway. Don't look for those extras, because the greatest extra is this gift of life, the gift of love that I have placed in your heart, and the ability for you to take that love and to share it with others. Certainly during this Lenten season, as we are inventorying the different aspects of our lives, as we are reflecting upon purpose, as we are heightening our prayer life and our giving of charity, this is a message that needs to be very clear. This is a message that has to be in front of our eyes constantly. That we are like the older brother. We do have our jealousies for which there is absolutely no foundation. The basic love that God has placed in your hearts trumps all else. It becomes the reason for your living. It gives you the strength to know that really there are injustices, but it's not around you. The injustices are the way that that love is now being spread out. For in fact, God has placed that love in your heart, and it's up to you to use it, not abuse it, and to share it with the ones you love, your surroundings, your community, and with this world. We conclude with the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali from Havadov Chostovanimk, from the 23rd hour of 24 verses. All-merciful Lord, have mercy upon all your faithful, on those who are mine as well as those who are strangers, on those whom I know, and on those whom I do not know, on the living and on the dead, and forgive all my enemies and those who hate me, the trespasses that they have committed against me. Turn them from the malice which they bear towards me, that they may be worthy of your mercy. Have mercy upon your creatures, and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin, inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we will take the next step in our Lenten journey. Until that time, please join us at inhisshoes.org, where you'll find information about our programs and this ministry. Also, please join us at epostle.net, where you can enter feedback about these podcasts, as well as help yourself to many of the different programs, broadcasts, and podcasts. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an expanding and electronic universe.